ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we study and elaborate upon prior to victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. In the past 2 weeks, we studied the principles and fundamentals of foreign policy in the view of late Imam, noting that campaign against global arrogance and support for the oppressed and downtrodden nations of the world is one of the main frameworks of the standpoint of late Imam in the realm of foreign policy. Furthermore, we reminded that the father of Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, considered solidarity of Islamic countries as one of the appropriate and important approaches for standing up against the bullying of world powers toward the downtrodden people, especially the Islamic nations. Given the significant status of the Palestinian cause in the world of Islam and its pivotal role in establishment of unity among Muslims across the world, and based on the fact that one of the manifestations of the campaign against global arrogance and support for the oppressed and downtrodden nations around the world is in relation to the issue of Palestine and the campaigns against injustices that the spurious Zionist regime of Israel has imposed on the Palestinian people, today we want to familiarize you with the views and standpoints of late Imam in this regard. The standpoint of late Imam Khomeini as a source of emulation in defending the Palestinian nation and his measures in the revolutionary uprising against the former Pahlavi despotic regime, which maintained close ties with the Zionist regime of Israel, is in line with the outlooks of many of his contemporary intellectuals across the globe. Late Imam's courageous and righteous stance in supporting the oppressed people of Palestine prompted many of his contemporary intellectuals, freedom and justice seekers to praise the father of Islamic Revolution. In order to fully grasp the views of late Imam on the issue of Palestine, it is necessary to study the history of formation of the spurious Zionist regime of Israel and its ensuing consequences, especially the displacement and homelessness of the oppressed Palestinian people. Furthermore, in order to understand the importance of late Imam's stand on the issue of Palestine, we should analyze the relations of the former Pahlavi despotic regime in the years prior to victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. As you know, under the unwavering support of the then British regime for the Zionists, ultimately on November 29, 1947, the UN General Assembly approved the division of the land of Palestine into two Arab and Jewish regions, and Zionists, who were awaiting this opportunity for many years, took advantage of the fragility and weakness of Arabs, establishing the Israeli regime nearly 5 months later. The efforts of Arabs to counter this ominous phenomenon remained inconclusive. Thereafter, gradually, a number of countries, upon the support or pressure imposed by the US and Britain, recognized the Israeli regime and the spurious Zionist regime because a UN member. In the year 1949, the former Iranian monarchic system, upon receiving a $400,000 bribe, recognized the Zionist regime of Israel and opened the consulate in Beit al-Muqaddas. The recognition of the spurious Zionist regime of Israel by the former Pahlavi despotic regime prompted the protests of the Iranian nation, especially the national and religious figures of Iran. A year after the mounting protests of the people of Iran against the de facto recognition of Zionist regime of Israel by the former Iranian Pahlavi despotic regime, and upon the instatement of the cabinet led by Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh, the then Iranian government retracted the recognition of Zionist regime, officially announcing severance of ties with the Israeli regime. The severance of ties with the Zionist regime was praised by several national, political, and religious figures, in addition to the people of Islamic countries. However, this measure infuriated Britain and the US and resulted in a coup in the year 1953, which toppled the legal and popular government of Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh. In the wake of this ominous coup, which was staged with the collaboration of the former Iranian dictator Mohammad Reza Shah and the then US and British administrations, the oil nationalization movement of Iran was left inconclusive. The legal government of Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh collapsed, and a suppressive atmosphere was formed across the country. In the aftermath of this ominous coup, relations were established with the Zionist regime of Israel. 4 years after this ominous coup, the dreaded SAVAK, which was one of the most fearsome security organizations in the region and the world, was established in Iran, suppressing opponents and committing horrific crimes against the Iranian nation throughout the repressive rule of the former Iranian dictator, Mohammad Reza Shah. As the consequences of the unwavering support of former despotic Pahlavi regime for the illegal Zionist entity, the Israeli regime suppressed Arabs and lingered its usurpation of Palestine. On the other hand, Zionist regime's military and security-related support for the former Iranian dictatorial regime reinforced and cemented the power of former Iranian despot Mohammad Reza Shah, enabling him to suppress all of his opponents and forming a reign of terror in Iran. This, in turn, enraged the Iranian nation and angered the regional Muslims, while the global public opinion maintained a highly negative outlook toward the sinister relationship between the former Iranian dictatorial regime and the illegal Zionist entity. Under these circumstances, the courageous father of Islamic revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, pioneered the campaign against Zionist regime of Israel and voiced support for the oppressed Palestinian nation and the Palestinians' cause. This measure was a source of hope and inspiration for the oppressed Palestinian people and Muslim nations. Late Imam named the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as Quds Day in support for the oppressed Palestinian nation. Late Imam strongly reacted to the expansion of the economic ties of former despotic Pahlavi regime with the Israeli regime. The Zionist regime, in addition to meddling in Iran's agricultural and industrial activities during the suppressive rule of Pahlavi despotic regime, highly infiltrated the domains of Iran's foreign policy and banking sector. The former Iranian monarchic system's large-scale economic ties with the Zionist regime led to the ominous economic domination of the illegal Zionist entity on different sectors of Iran, leading late Imam to reveal the domineering goals of Zionists in Iran. Meanwhile, Iran's economic ties with the Israeli regime mounted imports and escalated poverty in Iran. Dear listeners of the In the Path of Imam, many thanks for tuning in today. Next week, we will study other aspects of late Imam's stance toward the issue of Palestine and the campaign against the spurious Zionist regime of Israel.